Hey, gang, it's Al, and you're listening to The Al Lewis Show. How's it going? Great. That's fantastic. On my show today, I've got the Freeway Blogger. That's right. My audio blog is going to have a freeway blog. Crazy times we're living in. So, in the meantime, while I get everything ready, I thought I would play... Oh, I know. I've got this hula. Let's hear some hula. This is a Big Island style hula. Let's play, what should we play? Hawaiian Hula Eyes by Rupert Tripp Jr. And then we might play another one, but let me pop this thing in here. And yeah, we're going to do that. I've never actually played a CD with the new CD player. Let me see if I got this song right. Huh? Okay. See if it works.
Hawaiian hula eyes, when you dance, you hypnotize. Though I can't believe it's true. Hawaiian hula eyes, it's you I'm thinking of, with a haunting dream of love. On the sands of Luna Bay, where the sighing zephyrs play, I'm reminded of the one I love. Beneath the swaying palms, I held you in my eyes. On the sands of Luna Bay, where the sighing zephyrs play, I'm reminded of the one I love. Beneath the swaying palms, I held you in my arms.
Rasta in a system pagan. Every time you get pagan, look I jacking, hey, look I jacking, hey. What them call them jail guard sentry? 2000 at the end of
century. Look, I'm Jah King. Hey, look, I'm Jah King. Hey, Israel, son of Ethiopian, said Amos. Chapter 9 and verse 7 is Amos. Look, I'm Jah King. Hey, look, I'm Jah King. Hey, I say thief is a murderer. Guilty, put a license on them trigger finger. Imposter is a murderer. Ball in me dreadlock, come replace Rasta. In a system pagan. Every time you get pagan. Look, I Jah King. Hey, look, I Jah King. Hey, everything them do now, stranger. You to look for mother and stranger. Look, I Jah King. Hey, look, I Jah King. Hey, I'm not saying deep. He's a murderer. Guilty, put the license on them trigger finger. Imposter is a murderer. Ballet with Jadla come replace Rasta. Look, I Jah King. Hey, look, I Jah King. Hey, living in a system of pagan. Every time you get paid, pagan. Living in a system of pagan. Every time you get paid, pagan. Look, I Jah King. Hey, look, I Jah King. Every Sunday come them down the altar. Preacher on the truth away him altar. Look, I Jah King. Hey, look, I Jah King. Hey, so deep is a murderer. Guilty, put the license on them trigger finger. Imposter boy is a murderer. Ball head with dreadlock come replace Rasta. Look, I Jah King. Hey, look, I Jah King. Hey, look, I Jah King. Hey, look, I Jah King. Every little thing them dissect. Eat bad food, you must die. Dissect. Look, I Jah King. Hey, look, I Jah King. Hey, I am not thief. He's a murderer. Guilty, put the license on them trigger finger. Imposter boy is a murderer. Hold on, gone. Living in a system of pagan. And every time you get paid, pagan. Look, I Jah King. Hey, look, I Jah King. Hey, every time them build a separate chapter. They body fragment and divide conquer. Look, I Jah King. Hey, look, I Jah King. Oh, thief is a murderer. Guilty, put a license on them trigger finger. Imposter, why is a murderer? Ball in with Jedla come replace Rasta. Look, I Jah King. Hey, look, I Jah King. Oh, look, I Jah King. Hey, look, I Jah King. Oh, living in a system of pagan. Every time you get paid, pagan. Every time you get paid, pagan. Every time you get paid, oh, oh, oh. Every time you get paid, pagan. Look, I Jah King. Look, I Jah King. I'm an assemantief. He's a murderer. Guilty, put the license on the trigger finger. Imposter, he's a murderer. Ballet with Jedla come replace Rasta. Look, I Jah King. Hey, look, I Jah. Oh, yeah. Look, I Jah King. Hey, look, I Jah King. Oh, God, I'm an assemantief. He's a murderer.
Look, I Jah King.
Okay, and on the air with me, I have, hold on, the Freeway Blogger. Let me just do something really quick. Okay. Whoa. How's that?
Can you hear me okay?
Whoa, there's some massive feedback. Okay, let me just turn that down. Turn you. Okay, that's good. Hi.
Hey, man.
Hi. Thanks for coming on my show.
No problem.
Now, do you want to be referred to as the Freeway Blogger or something else?
You can call me that, or I also go by Scarlet.
Okay, great. I've been seeing your work around the freeways, and kudos. Good job.
Well, thank you very much.
Nicely done. I especially like the new line of just the simple impeach.
Impeach is a good word, and it's, what, 7 characters long.
Right.
And that's important.
Right. I mean, I mean to be more, for me, you know, I was really happy to see a car drive by. It said, impeach Cheney first. And I was really, I was really happy about that one, driving on the roads. But I know that time and economy of words is huge.
Well, impeach Cheney first is one of mine.
Oh, it is.
And yeah, I started doing those. About 2 years ago. But in interest of expediting things now and
right.
pointing to, you know, really, you know, the domestic spying thing, I think, is the obvious link. But if you think about just the last, if you think about this whole presidency, my God, you know, between the torture, the lying about the war,
the
now
vote rigging,
spying, there's just any number of things. And you got to know, if Kerry were president and there were some paperclips missing from the Oval Office,
right.
we'd be going through paperclip gate right now.
Right. Yeah, and unfortunately, Kerry wasn't around for the congressional challenge for the votes when it came down to him actually fighting for his candidacy and his job.
So our people, you know, I'm a Democrat.
Uh-huh.
May not surprise you, and my dad was a Democrat, and I gotta say, my level of disappointment in that party is pretty high.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the Republicans, especially the neocons, they're acting in a fairly predictable fashion, you know? You can't be too damn surprised about it, but the fact that people who are really supposed to care about this country, not about power, but about this country, are not fighting for it in the least, that is the real heartbreaker.
Right.
You know, and boy, the election of 2000, that was when the heartbreak really began.
Sure.
You know, when they decided we're not going to count the votes, and this is really, if you want to summarize the Bush v. Gore decision, we're not going to count the votes because if it turns out Gore won, that would do irreparable harm to the Bush presidency. That was the decision, you know? And
yeah.
God damn it, that we just let that go by.
Yeah.
It really kicked what I'm doing now into high gear. That's when it started, was after that decision. And
how'd you start?
Mostly,
I mean, is that the Supreme Court came down, and then you were like, I gotta put some signs up on the freeway.
Yeah, well, I went to a demonstration, you know, and uh-huh. in San Diego they have their demonstrations in Balboa Park,
right.
which is great if you want to have a demonstration where nobody can see you, you know.
Yeah.
And so I went to that, and I was there with about 400 or 500 people, and I thought, you know, they stole the presidency, and in a city of a couple million, you know, given, you know, the whole surroundings,
uh-huh.
this is what we were able to drum up.
Right.
And for the rest of the state, the rest of the nation, it's like business as usual.
Yeah.
You know, you could drive around anywhere, everything looked the same. And one thing about sticking a sign on the freeway is it, no matter what it says, it immediately eliminates the appearance of normalcy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And my God, the appearance of normalcy is pretty much the last thing this country can afford right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, definitely. So yeah, how'd you start? What was the first sign?
First sign was just 1776 through 2000. You know, 1776, then the dash, then 2000. Once again, very short.
Right.
Says everything that needed to be said.
Right.
And then I forget when I decided I was going to buy an overhead projector, but I bought one, and then I could make really big signs, really well lettered, and I did a couple. We had a chance to show the world what democracy looked like, and we blew it, or something like that. And also, it's hard to respect a president who's afraid to count the votes.
Right.
And when you letter something nicely, and put it, especially if you don't put it right on the overpass, but you put it off to the side somewhere, people don't know how to take it. You know, I mean, we've all seen signs on the freeway, and usually
right.
they're, you know, there's something scrawled on butcher paper that you can barely read because they used like a magic marker or something.
Right.
You know, and or a bed sheet that's like half torn down because bed sheets, you know, fall down all by themselves pretty quickly.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, all you need to do is use cardboard. You know, cardboard and paint and letter it, and you can stick a sign up just about anywhere. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it'll last months, you know.
What would you say to folks saying, well, isn't that illegal? I mean, aren't you breaking the law by doing that? And I mean, stuff like that.
No, actually, it's so long as you're posting, so long as it's non-commercial, it's simply political speech, posted safely on state property, it is not only legal, it is just, it's your duty as a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they gave us free speech for a reason.
Right.
And, you know, the authorities don't like it.
Uh-huh.
Don't get me wrong.
Uh-huh.
But they know that they can't touch it.
Right.
And, especially after all those flags went up after, September 11th.
Right.
That opened the door, you know, for it.
Sure. Well, I mean, what about that though? About the safety of it, hanging it safely. I told a friend online and showed him the picture of one that I've only done one, and it was really exciting in a rush. But he was like, "Well, what if it falls down and they link it to you, and then they call you a terrorist?" You know,
uh-huh.
and you know, it causes some accident, and flops on some car's windshield, and it crashes. You
well,
know,
I meant to actually ask you about that. Was that on the inside of the fencing, or was that on the outside of the fencing where it actually could fall on the car?
Well, it was wedged. I mean, I guess it was on the outside, but it was wedged in really tight. I mean, it wasn't like it was...
Yeah, time you see inside of the fence.
Oh, okay.
That's, you know, that's all you need to do. And
uh-huh.
It's a big mistake to think, oh, well, you know, they won't be able to read it through the fencing. They can read it just fine.
Oh, okay.
You know? And it takes the chances of it falling into traffic, you know, and reduces it to zero.
Right.
So, yeah, so long as the letters are, you know, more than, say, 7 or 8 inches tall, you can read it through the chain link just fine.
Okay. It's really, I can't tell you, I do a lot of driving with my work, and I just can't tell you how refreshing it is to see these kinds of resistance on the freeways, which is usually such a wasteland of other cars, vapid bumper stickers, and I don't, you know, it's just really great, you know.
Well, freeways, man, they're the thing that's gonna, you know, make sure our grandchildren don't get to have grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if we were to eliminate commuting,
yeah.
which is what all the damn fuss is about. Boy, this would be a much, much better world. And, you know, they sell us these cars that, these monster vehicles
yeah.
with, you know, all these ads and images that are supposed to appeal to our sense of adventure, you know? Like, we're going to be driving through streams in the Grand Canyon or something like that. No, you're not. You're going to be sitting in that thing between your house and your work forever, you know?
Yep.
And most of the driving, especially in Southern California, you know, most of the driving takes place about 15 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You know? And there isn't even a word for that kind of mass insanity, you know?
I think it's just the about 100-year-long experiment with oil,
an
internal combustion engine. Is pretty much a dead end societal wise.
But you know, they have like little lasers that shoot down on the road. I think the Lexus does this. It has a laser that shoots down on the road, gauges the road condition, potholes, stuff like that, and immediately corrects or adjusts the suspension to compensate for it, and the thing runs on gas.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why don't you take that kind of... I had a teacher once, and he said, I don't know what utopia will be like exactly, but it will have bicycles.
Yeah, right.
And, man, bicycle technology, you know, if we had started just, 50 years ago and said, let's see how many miles we can get out of a gallon of gas. We'd be getting 200 or 300 now.
Right. Well, those kinds of patents get gobbled up and never to see the light of day.
Yeah. I'm surprised we were still allowed to have bicycles, frankly.
Yeah, no, really. Have you ever thought about, making your blogs, more, I don't know, artistic or flowery, or, putting color or, making them fancier or trying to be more...
I've done a couple of installations before, when the Pentagon, it became policy that the Pentagon wouldn't show flag draped caskets.
Mm-hmm.
I just went on an overpass and set up a table and put a box painted to look like a casket on top of the table, put a flag over it, put a wreath up there, and then put a sign that said, essentially, Pentagon refuses to show you this news item, Well, this is what it looks like.
Right.
But the thing is, what I'm after is I'm after just the numbers. I want to reach the greatest number of eyeballs as I can, because as far as I'm concerned, I'm up against Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
I'm up against Bill O'Reilly.
Right.
These people are poisoning the minds of millions every day. And so, what I go for is short messages, usually, the big signs are what stand out on the website. Here's the pitch, freewayblogger.com. But, it's the small signs that last longest, and people read them, almost just as much as big signs, because... it's like, hey, there's a sign there.
Right, and it's homemade. I can tell. I know a professional commercial sign when I see one, and that's not it.
Yeah. And that's another important thing about these kinds of signs, because you and I both, just as American citizens, we get hit with between 3,000 or 4,000 messages a day, and they are all generated by corporations or institutions like the government or something like this. When you see a hand-painted sign, that is just about the only message you're going to get that was generated by an individual and not by, some huge moneyed interest of some sort.
Yeah. So how can we, you and I right now, inspire someone else to say, that sounds like fun, it sounds like a thrill to put up some signs and get my little simple message out? I've got this bumper sticker that I just want everyone to see.
Yeah. First off, go to the website.
Okay.
The how-to section.
All right, cool.
Because, that's really all there is to it, is cardboard and paint, and then just the tiniest bit of moxie that it takes to go out there and stick up a damn sign. Now, you said... You did it. I mean, I got a picture of it.
Uh-huh.
And you said it was a rush, right?
Yeah, it was.
It's a hell of a rush.
I was nervous. I was totally... excited.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if this is lengthening or shortening my life.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, no matter how many times I've done it, and I've done it over 2,500 times now.
Wow.
I still get that little bit of adrenaline, like, you know, oh boy, hope I don't get caught.
Right.
But, and the only reason I hope that is because, you know, it's just a hassle.
Right.
You know, but, no, if somebody wants to do it, what they got to do is just take what they want to say, reduce it to the shortest, you know, message possible, and hopefully something clever.
Right.
That'll stick with people. And then, yeah, if you wanted to reach a 250,000 people tomorrow, just paint 10, 15 of those signs. Put them up on the freeways.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone usually goes for overpasses. Overpasses are fine, but they come down quickly.
Uh-huh.
If you go for the fencing that's along the side of the freeway or any kind of infrastructure that's just off on the peripheries a bit, it'll stay up for days, weeks, sometimes months, you know. Stuff on overpasses usually comes down within hours.
Have you ever thought of wheat pasting?
Well, see, the thing about wheat pasting and stickering is you get the pedestrians. You know, most people do that on, you know, lampposts and stuff, something like that.
Right, but on a cement on a freeway overpass or something like that, or...
I suppose I could. That would switch. Well, the thing is then you're kind of treading on what might be considered vandalism.
Right.
With the signs, you know, it's